Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
7:08. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Yeah, we picked up some bad financial habits during the pandemic. And how often do you clean your cell phone? You know, there's a while there where we had all those wipes and we were using those UV boxes and stuff. Did that kind of go away? Did that fall by the wayside?
It's still out there.
I don't know where that one is. I thought you talked about the one that used to be in here.
No, I'm just talking in general. Are they as popular as they used to be? Because I know that was a thing for a while.
I just think everybody that was going to get one got one.
I see. It is Friday, the 8th of January of 2021. We're Jeff and Jenna. Here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Before we get to those stories, we had to change a lot of things in 2020, including where we went to get drunk. Take the edge off for a little while.
The backyard.
Yeah, researchers looked at where Americans were more likely to drink booze pre-pandemic compared to today, and it has shifted a bit. Here's what they found. Before COVID, 42% mainly drank at home compared to 51% now. So there's definitely an increase. At a friend's house,
yeah, that
has stayed the same. So the lockdowns haven't affected that. 11% still drink, hang out at a friend's
house.
No.
Well, I feel like everyone kind of had like their core group. Like, yep. These are the core group of friends we're going to see. It's like the four of us or the five of us are going to hang out, and that's going to be it. And you can come to our house or we can come to yours. Yeah. I know you had your fire pit circles.
Yep. Friday night fires.
Pre-COVID, 14% of people used to do their drinking at restaurants. Now only 9% do that. Let's see. 10% used to do it at bars or breweries. Only 3% do it in those places now because they're probably doing it at home.
I wonder if the numbers line up, like if we talk to our friends at Mad Tree or wherever, what's the percentage you're down?
You know, in terms of people at Mad Tree versus buying their product at Kroger.
I wonder if it's 7% like that, like the difference.
I'm curious if the 10 o'clock curfew has a lot to do with that number too. Like if some people, I feel like you would maybe cook dinner at home and then go out for a couple of drinks. But by the time you wrap up dinner, it's 8:30 and you're like, well, are we going to go out for last call?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's interesting, and I found this statistic fascinating, 22% said they didn't drink at all before the pandemic. 22% didn't drink at all before the pandemic. You would think more people are drinking now than before the pandemic, but that's not true. No. 25% of people don't drink now. So there are more non-drinkers today than there were a year ago. Wow. We've gone from 22% of people saying they didn't drink before the pandemic, 25% of people saying they don't drink now.
I would say for me, it's significantly less.
You drink less?
You're not going out as much.
Yeah.
Not running around.
I would say it's more because you're at home time and it just feels like, well, what are we going to do?
A lot of people have said
that. I guess I'm going to open up a Vive Hard Seltzer.
Yeah.
Just because it feels like if I was at home before, you know, like I still go out randomly, but before when I was able to go out a little more, I felt like those were the nights that were designated for having a cocktail or having something. But now that I'm just doing things at home, I feel like that's my place.
Right. And this is interesting. I kind of fall in line with this story. Fast food, as you know, has struggled during the pandemic. Sales are down 23% across the board. But there's one type of fast food that has taken a lot less of a beating, and that is fried chicken.
Yes.
People can never say no to fried chicken.
Oh, they still love their fried chicken. Fried chicken has been the most popular fast food option during the pandemic. And a new study found the most popular fried chicken fast food chain in each state over the past year. You know, there were years where KFC was kind of dwindling and they weren't seeing the numbers they did like way back in the 60s and 70s. KFC has won the most states with 14. They have seen a real resurgence. And I've seen more KFC's, new KFC's go up.
Yeah,
that's great. Built.
Newer buildings.
Where's Popeyes? I feel like that was like all the rage when they got that sandwich out, remember?
That was a big deal.
Popeyes got 6 states. KFC got 14. Church's got 10 states. Raising Cane's was third with 9 states. Zaxby's, which is, you know Zaxby's.
Yes,
Southern chain. Yeah. They got 7 states and Popeyes got 6. Interestingly enough, Chick-fil-A wasn't number 1 in any state, even though their sales have just been bananas in the past year.
That's because that's like a different kind of chicken meal. Like these other
those
things
are sandwiches. Yeah. That's not like fried chicken.
Correct.
Right. These are chicken pieces we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get like combos for the whole family, you know.
I do love KFC, but I'll tell you what, I will make drive. I will go online earlier in the day with the plan, because sometimes you got to do that with Eagle OTR.
Mm-hmm.
They get so busy, even during the pandemic, you need to get on their thing and order chicken early if you want to pick it up later on that night, like say on a weekend.
Isn't that open now at Deerfield Town Center too? Isn't there an Eagle there?
Oh, yes, there may be.
There
I
is.
Think, yeah.
There
yeah,
is.
I saw it right next to the Mediterranean.
Like a
saddle,
it's just a carryout location, though, I believe.
Yeah, it doesn't. It's not. Doesn't look like it's big. It's right next to that. Oh crap! What's it? Blah, 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 blah. Can't think of the name of it. No, it starts with an M.
But between me and Kristen, like,
you will eat 2 whole chickens.
Oh, over the course of a weekend. But we always order extra so that we have it left over. It travels well, so you don't have to eat it right away. Even if you bring it home and you're not ready to eat it, that just stays fresh and juicy, and it's even better the next day.
Remember when we started the fried chicken club earlier this year?
Oh,
to one place and ate a lot of chicken and then went home.
What
and
happened?
We're like, whoa.
Stopped doing it, because we had the inaugural visit, and after that, we were all
free. Taking baby aspirins for a couple days.
But I will tell you the fun thing about the fried chicken. What was it?
Fried Chicken Club.
The FCC was that Tim and I both went to Galactic Fried Chicken and said, we'll just have like the 2-piece meal. Jeff was like, I want a whole chicken.
I tell you,
he ate the whole chicken.
Oh,
there
yeah.
No holding back from a man over here.
I didn't know you had bourbon on your menu.
Yeah.
Bring it on.
I like too, though, when you go to Kroger, and if you go to Kroger at lunchtime, they literally are pumping the smell of the fried chicken into the parking lot. This is not a joke.
I love
people tell me that before.
Yes, these
and
are.
Just the smell.
It's amazing.
Even if you were not going in there to purchase one, you will. Like purchase something, you will get it because it's so, it's so good.
It really is. Get it fresh.
I got my hair cut for the show. Does it look all right? Thank you. When they wash your hair at these places, can they do something to gauge the water temperature before they stick your head in the sink? And why am I the guinea pig on this? Is the water too hot for you? No, my legs always kick out like that. Thanks. Yeah, that's pretty hot. Is that Folgers? I was blessed with thick hair. It's in my genes. Both my father and my grandfather had full heads of hair when they died at 53 from massive heart attacks. Why do they say massive heart attacks? Are people having tiny heart attacks? Oh, no, it's just a tiny heart attack. I worry about my health. I used to smoke cigarettes. I quit on New Year's. Went to Times Square on New Year's. I'll never do that again. It's freezing outside. Watch my own ball drop at midnight.
Greg Rogel. Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. You feel like you've done some weird things with money over the past 10 months?
Oh, just the last 10 months?
Hmm.
Probably. Probably.
Yeah. 64% of Americans say they regret not handling their money better last year.
I mean, the money, it's definitely been a shift in what I'm spending it on. You know, there are no trips. I didn't go anywhere.
Didn't travel anywhere.
Yeah, so didn't spend anything there.
And you didn't spend as much money on clothes like you used to.
You know what? I kind of think I'm over that.
Yeah.
I think I've moved through that.
That's good.
My closet is full, and I think I'm sure I'm going to pick up trendy things here and there, but for the most part.
Wow.
Now, if you do decide to buy new clothes, will you get rid of things in your closet so that you're not overflowing?
Yeah.
You will?
I need to get rid of some stuff now that I'm over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here are the 8 bad financial habits we've picked up during the pandemic. The main one, the most common one, is impulse buying. Buying things we don't need. More than half of us have done that. More so than usual over the past 10 months.
Like a hand mold that shows up at your house and you think it's cocaine.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
My man is the most guilty party that I know out of probably anyone about the impulse buying.
Impulse buying. What, like, what's he buying?
I don't, like, everything. Like from
lawnmowers, gadgets and things.
Like gadget. No, like light switches or, I got some new extension cords, things like that, where I have now said to him, like, what's the bigger issue here? And can you maybe just buy one thing a week instead of something every day? Like, he was impulse buying things every day, sometimes multiple times a day. And I don't know if it's filling the void of, like, the social part of our life that we're missing out on. You know, he really wasn't that big of a shopper before the pandemic, but I think he just gets bored. And he goes online and he gets targeted with stuff, or he sees stuff, or he's like, oh, yeah, we need a new whatever.
It's a dopamine hit is what it is. I mean, that it's buying stuff online provides me with a multitude of dopamine hits, because first it's finding the thing and then wanting the thing and getting excited for the thing. And then it's the buying the thing, and then it's the waiting for the thing, and then the thing shows up. And then I get to use the thing.
So
I mean, that's a lot of different every time.
So each of those steps
triggers
a sort of high.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tired just listening to that sequence.
It's like, woo, yeah, woo. Yeah, absolutely.
Fascinating.
Yeah. And it was funny because I remember on Amazon Prime Day, because that was a big thing, and he was like, oh, you're never going to believe what I got on Amazon Prime Day. And he starts, like, listing off all these different things, gadgety style stuff, stuff either we need for the house or don't need for the house, or like a cooler. And he's like, what did you buy? And I'm like, Tide was on. They had these really large gallons of Tide for like $12. And he was like, okay, we are different shoppers.
Do you ever get excited about any of the stuff he buys?
Sometimes, but he's really sweet.
Are you ever like, oh, babe, I love that?
Well, because sometimes, and he's so kind and so sweet that we share an Amazon account. And sometimes, like, little things I'll put in the cart because I'm not one of those people that does the list, but I'm like, I'm going to put it in the cart and I'll buy it later. He'll be like, I bought everything in the cart. Like, he'll just buy everything in the cart if it's like vitamins or paper plates, you know, random stuff. So, I mean, that's really nice of him. But I think he gets, like, the same kind of dopamine
hit. Well, and there's, you know, there's a history there, too. I mean, I can tell you that one of the roots of my shopping thing was when I was a kid, when I was, from the time I was very, very little, every once in a while, well, pretty frequently, my mom on a Saturday morning would come wake me up and say, we're going to Peoria today, which is about 45 minutes away. And we would have an entire day of shopping. We would go to one mall and shop there all morning, and then we'd go out and have a really nice lunch, and then we'd go to the other mall in the afternoon, and we'd buy stuff. And so,
were these things you needed, or just
sometimes?
Fun,
I mean,
stuff.
You know, the biggest days were school shopping, back to school shopping, and then of course at Christmas.
Clothes.
But what that became for me was, you know, shopping and buying things and getting things is love.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when I'm having
bonding time with mom,
it's bonding. It's how we bonded. And it's how mom showed me, you know, that's the takeaway that I took.
It became your love language.
You know, it became something. And so certainly now, you know, when it's so buried in the unconscious mind that it's just, that's what happens.
For your birthday this year, I'm going to take you shopping.
Oh my God.
We're going to
go
to the mall.
Yes.
And then we're going to have lunch at Cheesecake Factory.
That would be amazing.
Sounds great.
Get the meatloaf.
And then from Kenwood Mall, we're going to go to Crestview Hills Town Center.
But can you, I mean, and it was the same thing, you know? I mean, these are things that are imprinted on us when we're kids. And it's the same thing for me with sweets.
I think what happened with my Scott, though, was that when we went into the pandemic, I think because we didn't go anywhere, we were like strict at-homers, groceries delivered, that whole thing. I think he got bored. And I think that's how he got his high for the day, was ordering the multi-tool of the day or whatever it
Mine
was.
Mine made it make him feel like he accomplished something.
Yes, I do. Like when you're working from home and parenting from home and grocery, like everything was done at home. I think that was like an outlet for him to the outside world, and it formed a habit. And so now he's kind of like pulling back, because I was like, how about when maybe you open your phone to purchase something, maybe you just take a walk instead, or just walk out.
Because that's the trick, is to break the cycle.
Correct.
Because for me, when I go on a shopping bender, it's like, it's there, it's there, it's there. And I have to, if I walk away from it for a few days or a week, then what I notice is the urge is gone. I don't have that.
Oh, that's good.
That see, at our house, it's TikTok. Chris has an addiction to that. And not only are there sales that people go, oh, did you know you can get a special deal 20% off if you go buy this secret item at Target? So like, we have to go do that. And then there'll be three boxes of stuff on the porch from Amazon. I'm like, what is this? He's like, I don't know. I like saw something cool on TikTok last night, and it was like on sale.
I love that.
And like, it was really neat. I'm like, you don't even know what you ordered.
But he wants to see if the hack works. And it does. But
he's
then
like, look
you
at these
end
pants.
Up
aren't
with
they
three
so
boxes.
Cool? I'm like, yeah. They look like pants. I don't know.
I love that he orders so much stuff, he doesn't even know what it is in the box.
Like, I don't know what that is.
And we were talking about that yesterday, about how we as Americans now get so much stuff through package services like Amazon and UPS and FedEx that it's now a regular thing where we don't even know that. Like, when you got a package, that was a big thing, and you usually knew what it was because you were expecting something.
Waiting for it.
Now, we order so much stuff that it's not uncommon to come home and see two or three packages on the doorstep. And so when Tim asks, what'd you get? I don't know. I saw some.
You know what? The other day.
But that's exciting, too, when you've ordered so much stuff.
Oh, it's a surprise.
It's a new
surprise. Because, I wonder what's in this one.
You know what he bought, Jeff? He bought a freaking heater for the patio.
Oh sweet.
Yay. Really?
Got one. Like, what are we doing?
Oh, that's awesome.
Like, overnight when Jeff waited 6 months.
I know, right?
A friend went to Lowe's for something else, and they had them there just randomly, and she had been hearing that no one can get them, so she bought a bunch.
Oh, so he bought one from her?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
Great. Second market heaters.
That's exciting. Does he have like a budget for this, or does he just randomly?
Well, that's another story for another day.
Okay. Sorry.
I think Chris is probably a little bit like me with a budget.
Yeah.
See, I'm glad. Scott
Those
and
are
I,
for other people.
We don't share a bank account, and I am glad for that very reason, because I would be that person that's like, do you know how much you spent at
Amazon?
How'd
that credit card get that high already?
Oh my God. Yeah.
So we got that patio heater after waiting however many months. You know how many times we've used it since we got it?
I bet once.
Twice. That's it.
The first night you got it in that. Yeah.
Once we get to like March and it starts being decent
we'll start
days.
Getting out there more.
When you just need a little bit of heat instead of a 40 degree
You know what
difference.
You need to get on next, though? The solo stove.
I know.
Tim and I both have the solo stove fire pits. That's your next avenue.
Between our two patio. We'll probably end up getting another patio heater so that we can entertain guests outside.
I can sell you one. You want one?
I can sell you one. Yeah, I might actually take you up on it.
Still in the box.
No, that's so funny. Kristen randomly yesterday came home with a big giant mirror.
Oh, cool. I'm in the market for a mirror. Where'd she get it?
Crate and Barrel.
Of course.
Got it on sale.
Nice. On sale.
Plus her discount. So there was that. And then last night she said, did you notice anything different? I'm like,
Oh no, you're in trouble.
Good God, what did you? And I'm like racking my brain. I'm looking at her hair and I'm trying to think, is that a new shirt? No. I'm like, did you get a haircut? No, silly. The lamp in the hallway.
There you go.
I walked by it three times, didn't even see it.
Yeah.
No. And she replaced that one lamp with two.
Not a clue.
And so the mirror yesterday was to fill up the space vacated by the other lamp that's not there
anymore.
That's
just mind-blowing that you don't even notice that.
I wouldn't either. I bet she even turned it on. Well, I turned it on, so it would be lighter in there, and you would notice.
That is correct. Yep.
So funny.
Impulse buying. Things we don't need. 51%.
That was the first thing on the list. We didn't even get to number two yet.
Because number two is a whole different discussion.
Oh, God.
Subscription services.
Oh, don't get me started.
We don't even use. Yeah. Take inventory of all the subscription services you use now versus don't use.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.